right here.
Oh, him.
So, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky starts with a beautiful, beautiful vort. I think this is one of the nicest vorts that I hear from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's new, it's different. But Rabbi Yaakov says the following. You know, it's a question that only Rabbi Yaakov could ask. Moshe Rabbeinu goes over, Hashem tells Moshe, tell Paro, let the people go, 3 days, we'll go over the Hashem and Har Sinai, and we'll be back. They were never planning to come back. Sheker. That's the pshat. Moshe goes to Paro, we'll go out for 3 days. But they were planning to come back or not?
No.
So some people say pshat, salom de shepshat, they say that if they would go, they would really want to go 3 days, and then they would learn Torah. The Mekabel Ol Torah. Because the Mekabel Ol Torah, Ma'avirim Ol Derech Eretz, Parim Ol Pak. They went for 3 days. Nochri, Mekabel Ol Torah is normal. Yeah. It's a long time. There's another pshat that Hashem wanted to show Paroi, look how bad you are. I didn't ask you to let the people go. I asked you for 3 days, and you said no. Can I understand why you're so punished? We wanted to make it, if Paro said this, it was so hard for me to let him go. We didn't ask you for so much. Another pshat, they say, that, you know, when you get Paro, he kibor ha-cho'om, so he started to chase them. If they would say they're going for good, he would never have a reason to chase them later. Because they said they're leaving. The whole idea was that they did not say that they're leaving. They said they're only going for 3 days. So Paro thought that they're only going for 3 days. So then, after that happened,
just waited 3 days and then chased.
No, so when they started, they didn't come back. So Paro started to chase them.
Waited 3 days. And then
right, that's what it says. But you get the mitzvah, kibor ha'chom. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Isha Emes, doesn't like it. What is the name of the sefer? An Emes Le'Yankov. Rabbi Yaakov, when he was 90 years old, he started to put on tefillin. They asked him why. He said that when he was a kid, someone bugged him why he's not putting on tefillin. He says, you know what? When I'll be 90, I'll do it. I'm sorry, tefillin Rabbi Lutam, not Rabbi Yaakov, when he was 90 years old, he started to put on tefillin Rabbi Lutam. So they asked him, what happened? They asked him, what happened? So he said that when he was a young bacher, they asked him why he's not putting on tefillin Rabbi Lutam. The Ramos says, Bal Nefesh will put on film Rabbi Lutam. He says, you know what, when I'm 90, I will put it. When he became 90, he went over to his grandson, you could buy me today at film Rabbi Lutam. Because he said it. You know, Rabbi Yaakov never ate Gibroch. Shruya. Why? In the old days, they ate tags. You know, they ate by different people. The food, there was no meals. Once he had to eat by someone, he didn't try to trust the kashrus. So he said, the guy, I don't eat shruya. He said it. So Rabbi says, Hashem takes out Klal out of Mitzrayim. The way to take out Klal is to start with a shekel. That's finished. It's not like Rabbi Yaakov and Gival the Kivot. Such a Gival the Kivot. He says, they were only planning to go out for 3 days and they would come back. Why? Hashem told Klal Yisrael, you'll be 400 years in Mitzrayim. How long we were there?
210.
210. Chazal said, Koishi Hashim. If he said 400, it's 400. Rabbi Yaakov, MS is MS, 400. What happened? When we came to Shari, Memtei Shari Tuma, we would stay there, Boruch Hamokim, Boruch Hu, Boruch Shem, Rav Tachosu, Yisrael, Shechisha Vesaketz. So what do you do? So Hashem said, I have a Pashta Eitzel. I will tell them to leave. Recharge their batteries. For 3 days, they go to Har Sinai, Yarche Kala. Mechazek for 3 days, go back to Mitzrayim for another 190, and then leave. This was the original plan. Come for 3 days, recharge batteries, back for another 190 years.
How are they
supposed
to get up to...
No, they were going to Har Sinai. Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satere. You talk to Hashem.
It was only 3 days.
He said, we'll go Nelcho Derech Shloishes Yomim. No, we'll walk for 3 days. We'll go to Har Sinai, we'll accept the Torah, and we'll come back. Then said, we're leaving for 3 days. Let us to go for a distance of 3 days till Har Sinai. We will serve, I think Yachikala is a week. And then you come back. Pari said no, and not only that. Umeaz boy le daber el Pari, what he started to do? Tichmada avoido. So Pari said no, and he started koishi hashibut. He says, you don't agree? Koishi hashibut, end the story, and they made it, they never came back. But the original plan, it's a givaldik of all from Yaakov. I never heard it. I heard it a couple of years ago. You heard about this one? But I think it's a givaldik of shot. Rabbi Yaakov Isha Emes could he said, I can't have it that the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole plan is starting in the wrong way. So it's not Shaykh. It's lo matin. This is the vote of Rabbi Yaakov. There's another vote in this week's parasha. You know, Hashem tells Moshe, tell Aaron to hit the yoy. Why to hit the yoy? Because power deserves a soul makas. Dam is connected. They wanted to shech the kids. Power rinsed himself in blood. Why Aaron? Because Moshe has a cause. I told you to the water. We'll get back into the second. So what happened? So it says four things happened in Makas Dam. Four things happened in Makas Dam. You hear Moshe? Moshe, you here?
Yeah, here clearly. Yeah.
Okay, okay. So Makas Dam, four things happened. Look at the Lashon HaPasuk. Vayemer Hashem el Moshe, hit the oil, and the water will become blood. A. B. Vadogo asher bayor meisa. C. Ubo ashayor. D. And venilu mitzrayim lishlis mayim. Four things. Nefach ledom, the fish dies, smell, and you can't drink. And Aaron does it, and what happens? Vayefchu ledom, the fish died, smell, and they couldn't drink. If you would ask me what I would say, how you put down the order? The water turned to blood, you cannot drink. Fish died, smell. What the pasuk says, water turned to blood, fish died, smell, you couldn't drink. Zog the das came in the bala atesvis. Mitzrim drink blood. They eat bugs, they go in, and they drink blood. It's not a problem to drink blood. You know why they couldn't drink the blood? The fish died, the water smelled. They couldn't drink it because of the smell. It was a disgusting smell. This is the way the tesis, if you learn Mahalach of tesis, you learn more of tesis, this is the tesis in Mahalach of the parasha. Now, he says more from that. It says that the Mitzrim went around the water to dig, right? They couldn't drink. What they taught, they will dig around the oil, and what will happen? They will find water. That water will also turn to blood. Chazal say that the water all over Mitzrayim turned to blood. So what was the purpose to go near the oil to dig? So it's a mahalach of Rebel Povalsky. Maybe you learn like Rebel Povalsky. Rebel Povalsky learns that, Lamashal, if they would bring, mineral water from Israel, in the middle of the Makkah, the water will not change to blood. Only what was in Mitzrayim and day A, and first day, first minute, he says, Lamashal, Makas Devel. He says, if you would walk out the house in the middle, nothing would happen to you. The ones that were in the first time inside the house and the moment that the Makkah, they were protected. It's a big chiddush. And they have a story, Corman, about the boy that they know they made a story like Yetzias Mitzrayim. You read that story? Dear, it's mashma, not like a bell. Okay, I don't know the mockery of the story or not, but dear, it's mashma. They have a curse. Maybe they didn't learn, maybe the Makkah didn't go over the Rebel Povalsky safe. So Rebel wants to learn that this is the reason they were digging to find water, because if they would find fresh water, that would, but Bepashas is not like that. So the Daskini, very poshut. That water will not smell, will be blood. He says, from where Power had water to drink? He would not buy from a Jewish person. So from where he had water?
Important.
It's only for the bell.
What?
But outer bell doesn't help the inner porter. The minute you walk into Mitzrayim, it turns to blood. So the fear of bell, it's good. He had water that was imported. But the Askenim says he had water without a smell. He got from that water. They had fresh. Everything turned to blood, but the Mitzrayim could drink blood. Only the ones. It's very mechudosh. The Meshechachma has a different shot. Says that if they paid the yin, it became water, right? Moshe owed a lot of money to power for the time that he feed him. So within Mishtarsha, he owed money. Meshechachma has a mahalach. Okay, but this, if you don't learn like Das Kenim, so how you learn Pshat? He couldn't drink because it was bloody. So why it says that the fish died? Say it became blood, they couldn't drink. Then say the fish died. The answer is it's coming to say the water was petal or it was blood? Well, Americans, petal is like blood, right? So you could relate. I couldn't say to the Israeli Bacham Yeshiva, I couldn't say this word. They did petal, they thought it's very good, yeah? American people. So it was petal or blood? Akiva, what do you think it was? How you know it was blood? Maybe it was only reddish. The answer is Vadogo Meso. That's what the pasuk can say. The fish died. By the way, it smelled. Man, they couldn't drink. The pasuk is coming to say it was real bloody. It was not only looked like blood. Like even I had a kasha, I asked the oilam, but the yid was water. The fish is a mitzvah yid. Why the fish died? Yeah, but lamashal, a fish tank by a Jewish person was water, right? The water, the mitzvah, if the Jewish person came to the Nihilus, what happened to him? It was water. Why the fish is a mitzvah? Why the fish doesn't feel like it's water?
Punishing the
mitzvah. So I'm saying, but this is what the passage is coming to say. But turn to blood. The frogs were frogs also by Jewish people. They didn't attack the Jewish people. Here is an visceral water for the whole country. Now this market, Be'etzim, Chazal tell us, without Chazal, we don't know what the Jewish people did. All the markets, it says black, and for the Jewish was light. It says it was dark for some, right? The Moshul, not the Jewish people, not the Mitzvah. The animals could barely manage to walk in Makas Choshech. It says, for the Mitzvah was black, for the Jewish people was white. And Makas Dom, the Torah doesn't finish what happened to the Jewish people. How they had the water. Where is their water? Right? We don't know. But so the Pasuk is going to explain there was real blood. Not only clapping the Mitzvah, it was real blood. It was also blood clapping the fish, that the fish died. That is a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. This is what the pasuk is coming to say. But either way, after the pasuk is saying that, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot hear the Yoir, only the mitzvah, only our Hakor HaSatoy. I have to try to think about it. If the gas, you know, what they had in the Nazis, how they called them? The gas
chambers.
What?
Gas chambers.
Chambers. It's the first thing we had to bomb. The Nihilus was the gas chambers of the Mitzvah. There, all the Jewish kids were thrown in, right? But Moshe, you were saved. Moshe was saved. From what they saved him? From the Mitzvah not drowning him there. That was the worstest place. The first Nekoma is to take from... Why do you think the Nihilus really was the first Makkah? That was the place that they wanted to kill all the Yidden. I heard you last week in Gevald the Kavar. It's an interesting Gevald. What? It's also Abed Azor. And did it to all the kids. I heard the Gevald the Kavar. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu is in the water. And the Basya and Miriam, they put him in the water. And they're hiding him there, right? In between the bushes. And then they see Bas Pari comes. Hitler himself, the kid, the son of Eichmann is coming. Start to have Hashem save this kid. And the first one that will drown him is Mr. Bas Pari. What Basya thought when she saw Bas Pari? Eichmann himself is coming here. The wind came and blew the baby away. Baruch Hashem, she will not get him. She stretches his hand, and Basia sees, believe it or not, the hand is going. Look what Hashem is doing. Look, Hashem is doing the nest, like when the people are in the camps. The Nazis, where they went, there was success. Like Hashem is helping the evil. It's a terrible thing. And then the Yeshua came. A lot of times it looks to you, look how bad it is. I'm hiding in the nihilist. Look who comes. The wind takes it away. She can't reach it. And Hashem will help her to reach my baby. What could happen here? It's time to learn emunah. To learn emunah. Hashem doesn't let to give a makkah. Doesn't let to give a makkah. Only Aaron, a koras atoyv. By the way, it's not a real koras atoyv. It's 18 vavonim. Yeah, it's a migash. Abosha shotiso atishma heaven. It's not a human being. Rabbi Yankev in his kasher, he's mechazik this nekuda. Rabbi Yankev very stark. That. You see that Hashem doesn't let the makas, even though we have to hit the mitzvim, Hashem doesn't let the makas to go through the opposite of a koras atayv. Because even if it's not even human being, but Moshe, you have to be a prince. So this is his kasha. So how Moshe lied to Paro? Even if it's needed. It's needed to hit the yoyl. But Moshe, you don't do it. So why shekel? We answered beginning of Shir. But I'm just explaining what Rabbi Yankev is speaking out, that how very stark it was not to have this chaylik. But this is the inner from the Koras HaTayv. I heard the same thing from Rabbi Baruch Finkel. It says, Parsha Shmois, Hayokom melechodosh asher lo yoda es Yosef. He said, Rashi lo yoda. Osa atzmei ke lo yoda. Why? Because if he would not osa atzmei ke lo yoda, why? He knew Yosef. But he's a very cruel guy. The same way he's killing all these kids, he's fighting and their Koras HaTayv. Answer is no. Koras HaTayv is so deep, a person cannot have a Koras HaTayv. A human being cannot not be Makir Tayv. So how you do that not Makir Tayv? We call it selective memory. I say, Alamol, you go to a guy, you ask him, where you learned? One guy will say, I learned in the mirror. You know, this guy will support the mirror. This guy will answer, I learned in Teret Mima. You know, he's going to support the Teret Mima. He doesn't put in his head that he learned by the mirror. Right? One guy will say, you know, I'm a Chernobyler. You know, he's going to support Chernobyl. He indents himself with what he really wants to make it up. I said, I learned by Mr. Gaffin. So you know he will help Mr. Gaffin. Every guy, so the Lashon is Kofri Toivah. There's no way not to be Makir Toiv. You cover, like Kofal of Kli. So one of the big Gedolim said once, someone was doing, he said, what favor I did that you're throwing at me rocks? Because that is the Teva of the Adam. I'll tell you more from that. You know these kids that go off the derech, kids of risk. But the guy at the gas station gives him a bottle of beer every weekend. He, for that guy in the gas station, he will fight, he will give his life, right? What the guy gave him? A bottle of beer. His parents gave him billions over the years. He hates it, he wants to kill them. The guy gave him a bottle of beer. All of us know exactly what I mean. What is the answer? There's a lot of chinuch answers. The answer is, every guy is makir tov. He cannot be makir tov to his parents because he has all of his issues. So instead of that, he has selective memory. He only remembers that they did bad for him. To this guy in the gas station that is not asking him nothing and only is good for him, for that little good, he's asking him to do everything. A koras atoiv, a mitzri, Paro Melech Mitzrayim, cannot do no bad to the Yidden if he remembers what Yosef did to Mitzrayim. Also, atzmai kelo yikir. Chazal say, a koifa b'tivosi shel chaveiroi, koifa b'tivosi shel mokoi. Why? If you don't know to remember favors that someone did to you, so you know to have selective memory, so you don't remember that Hashem created you, when you wake up in the morning, you know, but you cover it. Because if Hashem created me, I have to learn 20. I can't go to Yericho. I have to sit and learn. Right? If Hashem created me. I can't have a selective memory. So when a person is not makir tov to his friend, in the end, he's not makir tov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because it's the same idea. The same yesod. So we'll start the parsha. But anyway, so because of that, this is the yesod of HaKoras HaTov, that a person has to remember HaKoras HaTov. And this week we start with the Shvar of Pesach. Hashem tells Moshe, died?
Yeah,
what? Well, dynamics. So, that's for the people that hear and they don't know what means died, so we have to explain. But he's not also but Mikol Makoyim, Veloishomu Moshe ibn Yisrael Mikoytse Ruach Ma'avoid Akosha. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to Klal Yisrael and he's telling them Hashem is going to take you out and they can't listen. Mikoytse Ruach Ma'avoid Akosha. Hashem tells Moshe, go El Paroi, tell him, take the people out. And Moshe answers, Hein bnei Yisroel lo yishomu elai, ve'eich yishmoeini paroi, v'ani yaral sfosai. Rashi says, Moshe says, Klal Yisroel did not listen to me, Hashem. How are you expecting the paroi to listen to me? And I started. Rashi says, Ze'echo me'asor kal v'choymer shebetev. And the Kasha, where is the kal v'choymer? Hein bnei Yisroel lo yishomu, mikoytze ruachu me'avoy lakosho. Why the Jewish people didn't hear? Because the kaitzur over the kosher, Paroi doesn't have that problem. So what is the kal v'chaymer? So there's a lot of pshatim. We'll try in a little bit of time that we have, maybe to touch one or two mehalachim. One mehalach is brought down from Bienis and Eibishitz, from the Pidush Shlom, that Paroi was not nishtabed in Shevet Levi. Why? Because we know that only people that, if Chazal say, Amis'abel al Yerushalayim, Zoyche v'roye bevinyon. The ones that suffer the Shibud, they're the ones in the end that will have it. Noitzer te'eino, yoichal pirio. So he knew that the Mashiach has to come from Shevet Levi. So he was not Meshabet Shevet Levi. That, by the way, is the word of the Ma'aral. It says that Paroi told him, he said, first he told Shifra v'Pua to kill the kids. Then he said, "Kol haben ha'yoloi." Rashi says that Tagnili Paroi told him he was born today, and we're not sure if he's Jewish or Mitzvah. So he said, "Kol haben ha'yoloi tashlichu." Right? In fact, the Ma'arav, what that Tagnili Paroi said, listen, we see he was born today, but the picture is not clear if he's Jewish or Goy. Well, this is the way it works. Roim shenoylad ha'yoyim, aval einanu yoydim. What was that? Like it was like not a clear picture. Like someone was in a car and he's like talking from a car that you can't exactly see the picture clearly. What is the pshat? So the Maharal says, "Givah mekazach." It says, "Kol amigadel is ben chaveru kiilu yoldoi." Who raised Moshe? Power. His real biologic parents were who? Amram b'Yocheved. So the Salina said, listen, we see he was born today. Something is not clear. He has two parents, Mitzvim and Jewish. Something is not clear. But anyway, Paroi was not mishtabed by the Levim. So lo yishomu al bnei Yisrael mikoytzer ruach u'me'avoy lekosho. So it was obviously mikoytzer. They told him, Moshe, it can't be that you're the Mashiach. You are not a part of this job. You can't be the Mashiach of Klal Yisrael. Now what is the real answer? How much he was not with him, he carried it on his heart. It bothered him. He couldn't sleep by night. He dangered himself to kill. He did what no one else did. Shlo says that Shevet Levi, Gershon kehosu merori, Rashi says, Gero isi kehosu sheko shineya miriru. They gave the names for the tzaras. They lived it. But that power did not know. So he said, if Klal Yisrael are not accepting me because Koytzeruach HaAvoyde Kosho, for sure power will not accept me. There's another pshat that Paul should say. So Votav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Gemara says, that Rav Ulash, Gemara in Gittin, knew the language of the animal. And the Gemara says Rav Ulash was in jail, and a bird came, a rev came, and said, quack, quack. So he asked the goy there, the taya, what it says. He says, Ulish brach. He says, oy rev is meshaker. Then came a yoina. She went, yeah. And what she says? The goy told him, the taya. She says, Ulish brach. So he ran away. Zog the oruch mikan muchach she rav Ulish yoda sfas achayas. He did not know. He had to ask the goy. So if he would not know, why he asked the goy, why he would rely on the goy to take the chance? The answer is he knew the language. So why he asked the goy? A person hears what he wants to hear. He was scared that he hears Ulish Brach because he wants to run away. So he wanted to hear if another guy hears the same thing. You know, when you walk in the desert, there's no water. They call it, you could see water. How do they call it?
Rush.
So it's again, it's not real. Moshe says like this. I'm stuttering. I'm kvad peh. The Yidden have to want to hear it. If they don't hear it, even that they want to hear it, probably that doesn't want to hear, for sure will not hear. This was the Kal Vachomer. I have a problem talking. You're right. But you have to try to hear me. But they want to hear it. Even when I will not say it, they will hear it. Ve'ech yishmaeini paroi. Ve'ani aras fosayim. Or first, later, first with the boat with the stipler. It says that one frog came out and they hit him. And every time that they hit, spritz more tzvardeh. So the stipler, so why the carry on hitting? It says a person oftentimes loses control and he makes so much mistakes. But this is the way. Person has to learn to control himself. See? And give this.